Here's everything you need to know for this Aloha Thursday. It's KHON to go.
With KHON 2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
6:52 on this Thursday morning. Okay, so this is the Wet and Wild Cam, the west of Oahu Cam. We've got some clouds out there, mid-level clouds and some low clouds. And Christine was saying, what kind of clouds? Because they look kind of funny. They're a little different now. But these are, you got low clouds here. See the lighter ones here. And then you got mid-level clouds and probably some higher clouds. And you can take a look at the charts. I set alto cumulus. So you kind of get a combo sometimes. You know, cumulus are lower and then altos like mid-level. Then you can say cirro cumulus, little combos when they look like, are at different levels and they got different characteristics. Thin cirrus is just straight up cirrus, ice crystals, all kind. I mean, this is just, there's a lot more than these. These are just the basic names, but that's what I would say, alto cumulus. Okay, so I didn't put no tropical cyclone activity expected because there might be. We got to be on our toes here. We do still have the cooler waters, although the 80-degree line is creeping up to the north. Let's take a look at this long-range model that accurately predicted Calvin. As we go to next Thursday, you see it down there in the corner. Now, this has been showing up the last few days. Now, a few other models are showing it, different tracks, but this particular one shows it coming into Central Pacific, then dissipating before it gets to Hawaii. That's the current model data. It is still 10 days away. We'll have to watch it, though. Definitely watching and tracking. The other thing is there were a couple more behind it, so maybe the season's starting to heat up a little bit. We'll see. We'll keep you apprised of all that. 89, breezy conditions. A little gusty this weekend. Maybe seeing gusts up to about 35. Yesterday, we did hit 89 in Honolulu, 90 degrees for Kahului. So the wind speeds are right now 10 to 15 out of the east northeast, but we had some pretty good gusts yesterday near 40 for Kahului, 30 for Honolulu Airport. A couple of showers out and about, not too much, just a few more than we had yesterday, maybe a couple of leeward sprinkles, and looking pretty good. Partly cloudy along the Hamakua coast, maybe an early shower, mid 80s. A little bit cooler, Kahului about 86, 87 degrees, 89 again for Waikiki and Honolulu, mostly sunny this afternoon, and partly cloudy in 85 for Lihue. Same weather trend all the way through this weekend and all the way through next week as well, and probably through the following weekend. That's your weather. How about your surf situation? Well, let's ask Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Chevy. Wow, it sounds like paradise. And guess what? We got a little south swell from New Zealand. It's 1 to 2, and then all of Moana Bowls is seeing maybe a soft 3-foot set every 20, 30 minutes. So there's definitely a little bit more along the south shore today. Diamond Head's 1 to 2, occasional 3, but it is blown out. Sandy Beach as well, seeing those occasional 3-foot combo peaks and barrels galore. Makapu'u 1 to 2, a few pluses. Makaha foot and a half in the North Shore. Flats 1 for diving, fishing, and paddling. Trades again with us for the long haul. Small craft advisories tagging along for the eastern half of the state. We had a low tide at 4:30 a.m. at 0 feet. Mean sea level, pushing to a big high tide at 12:30, sunset 7:12, rising Friday at 6:02 for the Dawn Patrol.
In an effort to push the state to quickly demolish the dilapidated Uncle Billy's Hotel in Hilo, the Hawaii County Council passed an amended resolution calling for a timeline to ensure the process will move forward. The governor issued an emergency proclamation last week to allow contractors to tear down the property immediately. The resolution is intended to manage expectations of the state, county, and community.
Developing a critical path, along with the timelines that go along with it, will help demonstrate back to community all the different goals and objectives that need to be met, the timelines that they need to be met. And then in anticipation of having to extend the emergency proclamation, that timeline will help us make a good decision on how long to extend that for.
The Department of Land and Natural Resources says demolition work could begin by the end of the year. The abandoned boat that washed ashore last week in Windward, Oahu has been removed. The Coast Guard says the boat's owner sent a distress call on December 12th off the coast of Mexico. He was rescued, but the boat was left behind and it drifted thousands of miles to Punalu'u. According to officials, the boat's owner says he has no way of removing it. So the Division of Boating and Ocean Recreation found a bidder to remove it. That bill will be sent to the owner. Construction is set to begin at the end of the month on the washdown drainage area at the Honokohau small boat harbor on the Big Island. This project involves removing, hauling, and disposing of drain rock, silt, and debris from the existing clogged and overflowing boat washdown area. New grading will be installed over the trench drain and a short retaining wall will be built. A water pressure reducing valve will also be installed. The washdown area will be closed during the project. A temporary one will be provided. An airline jet engine recall will likely ground some of Hawaiian Airlines' planes. The company says the recall by manufacturer Pratt & Whitney applies to engines that power the Airbus A321neo planes, aircraft that mainly fly to the mainland. Pratt & Whitney says it recently discovered contamination in the metals used to make some engine parts that could result in certain parts wearing out faster than expected.
It's not going to be a huge number, and there's plenty of seats going to go back and forth to all their locations. It's just that Hawaiian is going to have to tweak their schedule a little bit.
As far as how the recall will affect Hawaiian Airlines scheduling, the company says in a statement, it's too early to tell as we haven't yet fully calibrated the impact Pratt & Whitney's recent announcement will have on our fleet. We are working closely with PNW to learn more. The Kauai Humane Society says they're at risk of losing their no-kill status, and it needs your help. KHS says more than 140 animals are in foster homes, but in the last 2 weeks, it has taken in more than 30 surrendered pets. It has also seen a reduction in adoptions and off-island transfers because other shelters have also reached capacity. The shelter is encouraging folks to adopt or foster. For the rest of the month, all adoptions are $25 and all senior pets are free. So if you have room in your house, help them out. Murder suspect Eric Thompson is expected to testify in his own defense today. He's accused of killing Waipahu acupuncturist John Tokuhara in January of last year.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.